Okay, so let's get started. So we're going to discuss the Kedusha of Shavuos, namely in respect to the earliest time one is allowed to accept Shavuos. A little discussion about davening early on Shavuos, making Kiddush early, lighting candles early on Shavuos. So we'll get into the whole discussion here. Okay, so the Magid of Ram, Simtasai Dawud, he quotes from the Shalah, he quotes from the Masses of Binyamin, seems like very interesting, done. It's also to say Kiddush early on Leil Shavuos, because when a person says Kiddush early on Leil Shavuos, what are you doing? You're bringing in Shavuos early. And by bringing in Shavuos early, oh, Shalom Yehuda. So when you say Kiddush early Leil Shavuos, what are you doing? You're bringing in Kiddush Shavuos early. When you bring in Shavuos early, you're being Mechasi, you're subtracting from the Tumimus of Sfiras Omer. So that's the problem, says the Magen Avraham. So therefore, what's the Minhag? We wait to make Kiddush until it finally gets dark out. That's
make
the
Kiddush or
maybe Davin? Oh, we're starting the Magen Avraham. The Shlach says, are you going to tell me, what about Davin Ma'ariv? The Shlach says, no, there's a fundamental difference. When you make Kiddush, what are you doing when you make Kiddush? You're like actually accepting upon yourself the Yantif. Whereas when you're Davin Ma'ariv, okay, you're Davin Ma'ariv. But when you say Kiddush, you're like accepting upon yourself Yantif of Shavuos. And when you're bringing upon Shavuos, so what's happening? How many days of Sfiras Omer are there?
Well, that is
49 and 50. Okay, fine, good. But if you're bringing in Shavuos early, you don't get the full 49 days. So says the Shlach, says the Magen Avraham, you can't no Kiddush early Friday the night of Shavuos. Okay, now that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. So first, I guess before we get to the Taz's opinion about not davening Ma'ariv early, we have to first understand this opinion of the Magen Avraham. What?
There's one shaila about the Magen Avraham.
Yeah.
The Magen Avraham by Hilchos Kiddush says that we're Mekadal Shabbos when we daven, that we're Kiddush Kiddush Daraisa.
I had this cash. Okay, we'll get there. Okay, so here's the question though. So where's this coming from? Like, why is it that we can't make Kiddush early than the Shavuos because like we're subtracting from the Tumas of Sfiras Omer? So first let's explain this idea. So if you look in the Pesukim in Chumash, when the Torah mentioned talks about Shavuos, so it adds an extra word. It says krasem, the etzem hayom hazeh mikra kodesh. Or it adds the word the etzem. What does the word the etzem mean? It means this very day. So the Sefer explains that as opposed to all of yom tovim, you can't do tosefes for Shavuos. The etzem means it has to be Shavuos. Krasem etzem hayom, it has to be literally Shavuos that you're proclaiming to be a mikra kodesh. Because what's different about Shavuos than all of yom tovim? What's fundamentally different about Shavuos that's different than Pesach and Sukkot and Shoshana and Yom Kippur? Because what's Shavuos dependent upon?
Maybe Sfiras
Omer. Sfiras Omer?
Maybe.
Okay, but simply
the Ramban,
put...
Okay, good.
Well, simply put, what's Sfiras Omer dependent on? What's Shavuos dependent on? Sfiras Omer. So when is Sfiras Omer completed? At the end of the 49th day. So, therefore, it's an inherent contradiction for it to be the time period of Sfiras Omer and Shavuos together. I mean, it can't be both. It's either Shavuos or Sfiras Omer, but you can't have the two be at the same time, because once Sfiras Omer, the first 49 days of Sfiras Omer are done, then Shavuos starts. So you can't have the two at the same time. So that's probably why the Magen Avraham is getting at this idea that you can't bring in Shavuos early, because when you're bringing in Shavuos early, then it's just a complete contradiction to the Kedusha of Shavuos. I mean, being in the same time period as Sfiras Omer. So that's where the Magen Avraham is coming from. Now, also, this idea of this... First of all, we'll just start with this idea, and we can answer up a bunch of kashas that the Baal Mor asks at the end of Maseches Pesachim. So first, Baal Mor wants to know, he has the following question. Why is it that we don't count 2 days of Sfiras Omer as Sfeika D'Yoma? Right? How many days of Pesach do we celebrate?
Eight.
All right, Sfeika D'Yoma. So
what's
Sfeika D'Yoma? Oh, so Sfeika D'Yoma is Yom Tov Shein Shigalus.
Which means?
Means in outside of Eretz Yisrael, we keep 2 days
right.
of. Okay. We do 2 days of Yom Tov, right? We do.
We're not sure which days.
We're not sure. So we do 2 days. Let's say of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos,
right,
2 days.
Right,
so how many days of Sfiras Omer are you counting? Every night, one. So why don't we count two numbers every night? Because that's the question. Baal Mor asks. So Baal Mor explains what would happen if you did that. So when would the last day of our Sfiras Omer would be? If let's say a person would count 2 days of Sfiras Omer every single night. So when would be the last night of Sfiras Omer?
Oh, it'd be Shavuos night and after Shavuos.
Yeah, the night after, the second of Shavuos, right? So what's the problem with that? He says it's like a disgraceful to Shavuos. You're counting Sis Omer on Shavuos? He says, that's not so nice. No, because that's exactly what we're saying. It's impossible for Shavuos to be the same exact time period of Sis Omer. So by definition, if we're going to count an extra day of Sis Omer, we're going to start counting into the second day of Shavuos. Meaning we'll count the first night of, the first night of Shavuos. If a person would say, oh, well, we're not sure whether today is really Shavuos, it's really the 49th day of the Omer. Well, that's not very nice, because if it's the 49th day of the Omer, then by definition, it can't be Shavuos. So therefore, what do? We don't count 2 days. We only count 1 day, so I'm an entire sphere out. In order that the last day of it, we're not going to disgrace the Kedusha of Shavuos by saying Sfira on that day. Yeah.
There are, though, other ways to answer that kasha, right? Isn't there someone that says that, like, it has to be, like, a very specific
note? Like, yeah. There are other answers. I'm just saying, yeah. Okay. Good. There's other ways of answering it. Yeah, so, okay, that's one approach. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. There's a question we can ask in this opinion of the Magen Avraham. So, there's another Yontif, though, that comes right after another Yontif, and the two can't seemingly come together at the same time. So, what Yontif am I referring to? Shemini Atzeres and Sukkos. When Shemini Atzeres? After Sukkos. Now, is a person allowed to bring in Shemini Atzeres early? No, you can definitely bring it, meaning you can definitely bring it in early, but making Kiddush is a complication, but there's no questions about davening early. So why is it that when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, you're allowed to bring it in early, whereas when it comes to Shavuos, you don't bring it in early?
Is this question of one of Taz or the Magen Avraham? Because if according to Magen Avraham, he would just line up and say the Shemini Atzeres also.
Oh, okay, fine. So it could be as considered. Fine. So maybe fine. So let's get to the Taz first, and then we can complicate things. Okay, so what's the opinion of the Taz? So the Taz holds that not only do you not say Kiddush early the night of Shavuos, you don't daven Ma'ariv early the night of Shavuos. That's what the opinion of the Taz. Now, that's what that's the minhag in most places. Right? When you're in Yeshiva last year, did they daven Ma'ariv early the night of Shavuos?
No,
they waited.
They must have waited.
They must have waited. Forever, yeah. Yeah. Okay. They probably waited. It's like 10 o'clock. Mar, it's like people are like ready to eat, right? Yeah. And they wait to that night. So the Taz held that not only do you have to not say Kiddush early the night of Shavuos, the Taz held that you can't even daven Ma'ariv early the night of Shavuos because you need to have Tmimos. You need to have 49 complete days of the Omer by doing Shavuos early. Then you're going to, by davening Ma'ariv early, you're going to be subtracting in the Kedusha of Shavuos. That's what the Taz says. I mean, you're subtracting the Kedusha of the Tumas of Sfira. So what's the problem with this Taz? There's a few problems. So first of all, what does the Taz hold when it comes to Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif? So let's explain the problem here. So there's a separate Taz, another Taz in Hilchos Shabbos. So there's a machlokes in Marshan the Taz. So let's say a person brings in Shabbos early, right? You bring Shabbos early, and you have your Shabbos Suda, and now it gets dark out. Do you have to have another kezias of bread? Do you have to have more bread when it actually gets dark out? Or can you just bench when it's still, meaning a person brings in early Shabbos, the earliest possible Shabbos, you bench, so you wash, you make Kiddush, you make Kiddush, you wash, and it's now 10, 20 minutes before it actually gets dark out. At that point, can a person bench, or do you have to wait until it actually gets dark out and eat another kezias of bread when it actually gets dark? So the Taz held that it's fine. When you bring in Shabbos early, you bring in Shabbos completely early, you don't need to wait until it actually gets dark out to have another kezias of bread. Who argues on the Taz? Marshal. Mashar held that you have to wait until it gets dark, and you have to make sure to have another kezias of bread when it gets dark out. Yeah, good. So what's the problem though? Because when Taz held by Shavuos, according to Taz, when is a person allowed to daven Ma'ariv, or when is a person allowed to bring in Shavuos? But you have to wait until you daven Ma'ariv, and you have to wait until after it gets dark out to daven Ma'ariv. When it comes to Shabbos, according to Taz, can you bring in Shabbos early and be mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos and the Zman of Tosefes? You can. So it's a contradiction, because when it comes to Shavuos, according to the Taz, can you bring in Shavuos early? You can't bring in Shavuos early. But according to the Taz, you can eat your Suda Shabbos early and there's no problem.
Right, but then wouldn't the Taz just say that Shavuos is different because it's just the
Oh, good, exactly. That's what you have to say, exactly. Meaning, according to the Taz, you don't have to fundamentally differentiate between Shavuos and other time periods of the year, because Shavuos by definition is depend on Sfiras HaOmer, and when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, there's no such thing as Tosefos. Right? Normally, is a person allowed to bring Shabbos early? You can bring Shabbos early. Can you bring Yom Tov early? You can bring Yom Tov early. Can you bring Sfiras HaOmer early? Both. I'm saying the calendar, Sfiras HaOmer is a different calendar than Tosefos, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. Reb Chaim explains, what's Tosefos, Shabbos, and Yom Tov doing? Tosefos Shabbos works on Kedusha, meaning you're extending the Kedusha of the day earlier. Sfiras HaOmer, is there anything to do with the Kedusha of a day? Does Sfiras HaOmer have anything to do with the Kedusha of a day? No, because what's Sfiras HaOmer doing? You're counting the amount of days it's been since they brought the Korban HaOmer. So it has absolutely nothing to do with Tosefos Kedusha. It's just a completely different day. So you can do Tosefos to Shabbos and to Yom Tov, but you just don't have the ability to do Tosefos to Sfiras HaOmer and Shavuos. Yeah.
Didn't you want to say that there was one of the Sefer Rabbis used to like not eat like chametz all the Sfiras HaOmer because it was like a cold mode?
Yeah.
There was?
I think we're Mayor Permishlan.
Yeah. So this Taj would have come.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people do a lot of crazy things. we don't advocate for that. So what were we saying? Yeah, so exactly. But what the Taz is going to tell you that Shavuos is fundamentally different than Shabbos. It's fundamentally different. There's another machlokes in the Taz and Mayashal. When can a person bring in Shmini Atzeres? Can a person make Kiddush and Shmini Atzeres early? So Marshall says it's a problem, because if a person would make Kiddush early in the night of Shmini Atzeres, what are you doing? Even if you go and sit in the Sukkah, right? So the Gemara says a person's supposed to sit in the Sukkah in Chutz Laaretz, outside of Israel, we're supposed to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Gemara says explicitly. So the Marshall says, but what would happen if a person would make Kiddush early when it's still Sukkahs for Shmini Atzeres? What's the problem? Can a person make the Bracha L'Yeshiv B'Sukkah? Right, you're bringing in Shmini Atzeres an hour early when it's still the last seven. It's the last day of Sukkot. It's becoming very dark out, and the earliest time a person is allowed to make Kiddush, the earliest time you can bring in a Yom Tov for Shabbos is from Plag Mincha. And a person wants to make Kiddush at that point when it's still the seventh day. So it's still Shana, it's still the last day of Sukkot. You want to bring in Shmini Atzeres early in the Sukkah. So what's the problem? Can you make the Bracha L'Yeshiv B'Sukkah when you're making Kiddush on Shmini Atzeres? No, you can't.
Why not? It's based on the calendar day?
Or but it's a contradiction. I mean, if it's Shmini Atzeres, it can't be Sukkos. How can you make a bracha? I mean, on Shmini Atzeres, is there a Torah mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah? Do we make a bracha on sitting in the Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, even in Chutz Laaretz? No, we don't. So how can a person make a bracha leishiv b'Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres? So we don't. So the Maharshal says you can't make Kiddush either in that time period, because you're going to make Kiddush earlier in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Well, that's not really true, because you're sitting in the Sukkah and you're not making a bracha on it. So it's Sukkos, but Shmini Atzeres is like, Marashah says, don't do this. Like, wait until it actually gets dark out in order to make Kiddush on Shmini Atzeres, because it's a contradiction. Yeah.
I think you may have said something about it. If the first night of Shavuos is Friday night, so you can't bring in Shabbos early.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's impossible. But theoretically, that's a separate discussion. Oh, good. Yeah, this is a separate discussion. Can you bring in one of the two? If Yosef Engel has a discussion like this, so let's say Shabbos collides with Yom Tov, can you bring in one of the 2 days without the other? So Yosef Engel had the following kasha. Hear me out. This is Yosef Engel. So when Shabbos coincides with Yom Kippur, what do we do? Do we make Kiddush on Shabbos when it falls on Yom Kippur? When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, do we make Kiddush? Do we have Suda Shabbos? So Yosef Engel has the following question. He says, I don't understand. Why not bring in Shabbos early, don't bring in Yom Kippur, make Kiddush, have your 3 Seudas in that time period. What?
Tacha.
Wow.
Right?
Impressive move.
Have you ever heard of anyone doing this?
No, not yet.
Well, Shabbos is what happens more frequently, so we wouldn't do that.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, it could be. That might be, but Yosef Engel says, why don't you just accept Shabbos? Don't accept Yom Kippur, meaning you're going to bring in Shabbos early. You're not going to bring in Yom Kippur early, so you still have to eat, because in Shabbos you can eat, but you're not going to bring in Yom Kippur. So you're going to have three meals within the time period of an hour. That's the suggestion that Rav Yosef Engel says.
Now, the you could do this?
No, this is what Rav Yosef Engel says. He says, I don't understand. He's like, he asks, why not? No, like, why don't people do this? Like, you probably have never seen this in your life. So he says, it must be that you can't bifurcate between the two kedushas, meaning when there's when two kedushas coincide, you can't bifurcate the two between two. You can't accept one without the other. Right? You can't just be like when Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide. Let's say like Shabbos and Yom Tov come together. Right? Let's say Friday night is Shabbos and Yom Tov. So can a person be like, okay, you know what? I'm ready to go. I want to accept. I want to bring in everything early. One problem: I still want to cook. So can a person bring in Yom Tov without bringing in Shabbos? Right? Can you bring in Yom Tov without bringing in Shabbos? So you can still cook at that time period, but it's yeah, exactly. So have you ever heard of anyone doing this? No. So no, you can't do that. When a person brings in a day early, you have to bring in every. It's all or nothing. It's not you can't bring in half of the day. It's an all or nothing game. So you have to either bring in the full kedusha or nothing. Yeah.
By Shabbos, that coincides with Rosh Chodesh. If someone brings in Shabbos early, they say Yah Yalav Yavo in Marv, right?
Yeah.
And then is there like anyone that would disagree and say they don't or
not? No. So there is complications about that. Yeah, I mean, there are.
Because they go based off.
Yeah, right? we can get. It's a good question. There are those who disagree. Yeah, but okay, good. That's a separate discussion. Okay. Anyway, how did we get here? Okay. Anyway, back to our Taz. So back to the Taz when it comes to CS only. So according to the Taz, he said that you have to wait to Dav Ma'ariv. That's the opinion of the Taz. So the question though is, what's how are we able to resolve this contradiction? So we said probably what the Taz is getting at. There's a fundamental difference between Shmi Atzeres and CS only. So when it comes to Shuas CS only, it's an internal contradiction. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos, it's not a contradiction because according to the Taz, we said that according to the Taz, you can take Kiddush and Shmini Atzeres early, even though if your person makes Kiddush and Shmini Atzeres on the last day of Sukkos early, and now you've undone the mitzvah of Sukkah. But the Taz explains, is there an obligation to sit in the Sukkah on the last day of Sukkos? Is there a fundamental obligation to sit in the Sukkah on the last day of Sukkos?
No.
There's no obligation. Exactly, there's no obligation. If a person wants to eat, you're obligated to do it in the sukkah. But you're not obligated to sit in the sukkah. So says the Taz, so you bring in Shmini Atzeres early, it's no problem. So what? So you're not going to be sitting in the sukkah anymore? Because it's Shmini Atzeres now. And you're not undoing a mitzvah because there's no mitzvah at that point.
Let's say you didn't have the... Because I think the Taz also by Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, good, yeah. So there's another Taz. So this is my brother's referring to. So the Taz dealt with the found case. So this is a real, true case. So a city, there's a guy that's supposed to bring the chauffeur. Back in the day, right now, there's like everyone's like a chauffeur. And like they have like five chauffeurs. And one downstairs and one upstairs. And everyone gets like three chauffeurs at the bar mitzvah nowadays. But back in the day, the way a community would get like one chauffeur for the entire community. So there's a guy who's supposed to deliver the shofar for the entire community. He's supposed to come before Rosh Hashanah. First day of Rosh Hashanah comes. Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday that year. First day of Rosh Hashanah comes, no shofar. And like everyone was very bummed out that they're going to miss the shofar that year. Friday comes, second day of Rosh Hashanah, no shofar. So like everyone's very upset. Like everyone's bummed out. So what do you do when you don't miss the shofar that Rosh Hashanah? They decided that they're going to bring in Shabbos early. Early Shabbos. Early Shabbos, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because they're bummed out that they weren't able to be fulfill the mitzvah shofar that year. So what was the problem? What happened? The guy who was supposed to bring the shofar shows up during that time, right? Everyone brought in Shabbos. They said Kabbalah Shabbos. They did it, I guess, whatever. They brought in Shabbos early. The shofar shows up. So they're like, now what do we do? When Rosh Hashanah normally falls out on Shabbos, do we blow shofar? No, we don't. So they're like, what should we do? We brought in Shabbos, but we haven't heard shofar yet. So should we blow shofar when we've already accepted Shabbos early? Any other question? So that says you have to blow shofar. Because except you're not allowed to accept upon yourself the kedusha of Shabbos and undo a mitzvah. If you already have a pre-existing obligation to do a certain mitzvah, by accepting upon yourself Shabbos, you're not allowed to get rid of that obligation. So it says the Taz, you have to blow shofar. And you don't pay attention to the fact that you brought in Shabbos early.
So then it's possibly a kasha by the Shmini Atzeres. Because I understand if I already used Shakula Manasa. If I didn't, so then I'm minimizing my opportunity to do that mitzvah. But even if you want to tell me that, okay, I did, it should still be a problem because now you're giving everyone...
No, meaning the Taz will tell you, actually, exactly, the Taz will probably tell you, let's say a person forgets to take Lulav and Esrog the last day of Sukkot.
You say it wouldn't work.
And then a person makes Kiddush early Shmini Atzeres, and they're like, uh-oh, I totally forgot that I'm supposed to take Lulav and Esrog today. So according to the Taz, well, what would you have to do? So according to Taz, probably you'd probably still have to take Lulav and Esrog, meaning, because according to Taz, you can't accept upon yourself... Yeah.
You
remember Kamashala's Lulav Freya? No, so I guess that might be complicated. I guess depends. Yeah, no, I guess the Taz will tell you you should still take Lulav Esrog. So he might not tell you not to make a bracha. I mean, you probably shouldn't make a bracha at that point.
No, but...
No,
but it's also kind of schwer because according to this, you're giving Taz Kol Echad B'yado, meaning, okay, so this guy took Lulav and Esrog, so this guy didn't. So you're going to say he can't be Mekabel Shabbos. But, okay, that's this year. Next year, maybe he can be, and it's
going to... I hear.
Also, just go back to the Taj, yeah. So he says that for
Shmini
Atzeres, you can
daven
early, or...
He says he thinks the Mashal is ridiculous, so because, then, yeah, you're okay.
So the relationship's okay,
for him isn't a problem. What? So for the... Hey, it's not a problem, because you don't have a anymore. You're bringing Shmini Atzeres, you don't have a mitzvah sukkah, because the sukkah is gone. It's done. But right, so if you assume like but if you assume like this idea of the Taz where it comes to the shofar, right, now we can understand the Taz when it comes to Shavuos, because we said according to the Taz, the community that gets the shofar when they already brought in Shabbos, their acceptance of Shabbos can't undo the mitzvah of shofar. So the same thing is true when it comes to Shavuos in Sias Omer. Because when you bring in Shavuos early, what's happening? You're undoing the completeness of Sias Omer. So you don't have the ability to bring in a yantif early and undo another mitzvah. So therefore, according to the Taz, you can't bring in Shavuos early. Not only can you not bring in Shavuos early, you can't even daven Ma'ariv early. Because by davening Ma'ariv early, you're undoing a bit of the mitzvah of Sias Omer. Yeah.
This may be a different chair, but that... Isn't it somewhat of a
chiddush
to say that the
mitzvah
of
Sfiras
Omer goes on the next day, like all the way through the next day?
Oh, yeah. A lot of Achronim v'Kashin, yeah, good, yeah. So not as happy as this minhag. There's a whole slew of Achronim. Yosef Omeitz, and the Yaivitz, and the Degel Machnei Ephraim, and the Sfardim aren't into this at all. I understand. When you accept Shavuos early, that's also mitzvah. So, like, so good. So you're not going to have a complete 49 days of Sfiras Omer, but that's also okay, because... Sias Omer is done once you bring in Shavuos. So they're on your team. Yeah, they're not into this.
Maybe you can also ask... This is also assuming that I think it's a machlokes, but by starting Sias Omer, you have to do it mamish.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're not going to have...
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, that's a problem, because assuming it has to be 49 complete days of Sira. When you bring Shavuos early, it's not going to be 49 complete days of Sira. Okay, so what's... Now with the Schum of the Taz, so here came someone, unidentified, I'm sure we could find out who said this, but someone came up with the following Chumrah. So according to the Taz, are you allowed to daven Ma'ariv early than Shavuos? You can't. Why not? Because you're subtracting in the tumus of Sias Omer. So it says... This Rav, I don't know who he is, but he said, well, maybe he thinks it's also for a woman to light candles early the first night of Shavuos. So where is he coming from? Why would it be also for a woman to light the candles early the first night of Shavuos?
Mechaber Shavuos.
Exactly. Because there's a machlokes between the Mechaber, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. According to Sfardim, when a woman lights Shabbos candles, does she accept upon herself Shabbos? No. According to the Gemara, according to Ashkenazim, when a woman lights for herself Shabbos candles, does she accept upon herself Shabbos? She does. So when does Sfardim make the bracha of Shabbos candles? When does Sfardim make the bracha? After. No, they Sfardim make the bracha before and then they light. When the Ashkenazi woman make the bracha of lighting candles? They make the bracha after because they're concerned that they're accepting upon themselves Shabbos when they make the bracha. So it says this Rav, so according to that, it should be prohibited for a woman to light Shavuos candles early because they're bringing in Shavuos early when they light the candles.
This is a big chiddush because it's also, I mean, assuming that we don't pass like this Ramban and we assume that women are pturos from Sfiras HaOmer, so then what's the problem? Meaning, for them, it's not encroaching.
Good, exactly. Yeah, Rav Nosson Gishtetner has a fine question. As we said earlier, right, even a woman can't say Kiddush earlier than Erev Shavuos. Why not? Because Sfiras HaOmer, by definition, is an inherent contradiction to Shavuos. And even if, technically speaking, we assume that women are not obligated in Sfiras HaOmer, but nevertheless, Shavuos has to come after 49 complete days of the Omer are gone. And 49 complete days of the Omer are only done once it gets dark out. So even a woman who technically wasn't counting Sfiras HaOmer, let's say, she still can't bring in Shavuos early because she only can start Shavuos once 49 days of the Omer are completed.
Going back to the candle lightings, men, though, I thought, they can light without something Shavuos early, correct? Or no?
Yeah, correct.
So then, is that what this Rav suggests?
No, he says, just wait. The same way that according to the Taz that the men wait to Daven Ma'ariv early night Shavuos.
So women should.
You can light on Yayin Yantif, right? No, normally, meaning there's a separate machlekes. No, so there's a separate discussion.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. I mean, there's a separate dispute. The Prima Gadim, the Al Yaraba, and the Drisha. You're allowed to light a candle. You can light candles on Yantif. Right? Yantif Sheni, old woman, they already light candles, right? It's already Yantif. There's a separate dispute whether it's preferable for a woman to light candles on Arab Yantif or to wait until Yantif to actually light the candles. Now, most of the Achorim really say it's better for a woman to light on Erev Yantif, not on Yantif itself. It's better to light before Yantif, but not on Yantif. But okay, be as it may. It's not so important. So the question is, why is it that no one's... Why is it that everyone rejects this Chumrah? Why is it that everyone holds that it's permitted for a woman to light the Shavuos candles early? She doesn't need to wait until it actually gets dark out to light the Shavuos candles.
Ashkenazi woman.
Why is it that Ashkenazi women don't have to be so careful about this? Any suggestions? Anyone? Okay. So we'll give some potential suggestions to answer up why it is that women should be allowed to light Shavuos candles early. So potential answer number one, there's a fundamental difference between davening and making Kiddush early the night of Shavuos versus lighting candles early the night of Shavuos. When you daven and you make Kiddush early, what are you saying in your davening? What are you saying?
Today Shavuos.
When a woman lights the Yantav candles, what's she saying?
She's calling
it Yantav. Good. Guess what? I'm saying when a woman lights...
No, but...
Meaning, there's a difference between verbalizing a Shavuos versus saying that. Meaning, when your person lights candles, you're not saying that's Yantav. You're not declaring a Shavuos at that point. You're saying Ladlik Neshayan, meaning...
Yeah, but you're saying if you did it today, it's a meaningless action. It's you're doing nothing.
No, but
you're going to get 49 days. Candles that last for 3.5 weeks, right? It's going to last till Shavuos.
No.
Now you have your
Shavuos candle.
No, it's crazy.
No. So, but the difference is that when you're lighting candles early, you're not mentioning the word Shavuos. That's the point. Meaning... When you say Kiddush early, what's the chashash of the Magen? I mean, according to the Magen Avraham, let's forget all of this. Let's just ask a simpler kasha. According to this whole chumrah, you can't make Kiddush early, you can't daven Ma'ariv early. I have a question. Why didn't anyone come up with this before the 1500s or
1400s? Chakasha.
No?
I mean, it's also assuming, I think, that my real passion that we say, L'Hadik Neshul Shavuos. Isn't there one sheet in the Rishonim that you make
No. For Rosh Hashanah, it's a complication. Why is it that none of the Rishonim had this problem, that, like, it's also to, they accept Shavuos? Okay, you could tell me, maybe they never did Tosefos. okay, whatever, you come with the answers, but probably because the entire concern is just a concern that it looks as if you're subtracting from the completeness of Sira Samar. Meaning when you bring in Shabbos early, you make Kiddush early, it looks like as if you're subtracting from the completeness of... So it could be there's a difference between when you actively declare Shavuos by saying the words, today is Shavuos, man natan toraseinu, versus just saying, oh, yontif.
So then, until the 1500s, the concern of it looking like Shavuos didn't exist.
Yeah.
And the Magen Avraham came out and he was like, no, it actually is a concern.
Yeah, Masses Pinyon, yeah. Yeah, Nishtan Magen, yeah.
But it's definitely implied.
What changed?
Yeah. I don't know, okay. So maybe we'll have to give a different answer.
But I'm going to assume that she's also asking about my cash.
Yeah. We'll have to give a different text.
We'll have to give a different answer
to the question. Okay, so...
But what about if a person forgot, like, to count Sira and, like, messed up and wasn't counting
them? Oh. Yeah. Good. So it's the same thing as the case of... Meaning, by definition, Shavuos can't start till Sira Samar is done. It doesn't make a difference if you're counting, not counting, you forgot, you converted in the middle, whatever. Okay, it's fine. We're coming up with justifications to permit women to light their Shavuos candles in. We're not looking for clemency. We're trying to come up with some justifications. What? Of waiting until it actually gets dark after light your Shavuos candles. So we're trying to come up with some. Okay, so potential solution number two, why it would be permitted to light your Shavuos candles early, even though we wait until Daven Ma'ariv late night of Shavuos. So you could potentially differentiate between the acceptance of Yontif or Shabbos that occurs via candlelighting versus the acceptance of Shabbos and Yontif that occurs via davening and saying Kiddush. Namely, there's two components to accepting Shabbos and Yontif early. There's the component that it's now prohibited to do Malacha, meaning you're accepting upon yourself the Isser Malacha, but also accepting upon yourself the Kiddusha, meaning the it actually becomes like Kiddusha Shabbos, for like the positive myth, meaning when it comes to Shabbos, right, you can't do Malach on Shabbos, and there's also like the Kiddush Shabbos, like to allow you to do the positive mitzvahs on Shabbos. So it could be when a person lights Shabbos candles, everyone agrees it's not technically Shabbos. What a person is doing when you're lighting your Shabbos and Yontif candles, you're accepting upon yourself not to do Malach at that point. You're not actually bringing in Shabbos and Yontif early. You're just accepting upon yourself early or not to do any Malach. So therefore, that would.
But didn't you quote a machlokas between the Taz and Mashal earlier? But what's the when you're mekabel?
That's kiddush. It could be.
No, but any.
No. So, okay, so there's a dogma involved. Okay, we're not going complicated things here, but we could. But no, so Shemach wanted to make the suggestion. So. Because it could be when you're lighting Shabbos candles, you're just accepting upon yourself. I'm not going to do any more malacha now, but you're not actually accepting upon yourself Shabbos. So when a woman lights her Shavuos candles early, she's accepting upon herself not to do any malacha that's prohibited in Yantif, but she's not accepting upon herself Shavuos. So okay, that's the second way we can go about it. And then the third answer, Rav Moshe Fisher, Rav Sefaim quotes from Rav Moshe Fisher. Rav Sefaim, my friend Asher Finkelstein told me, he had the post office in Memphis, back in the day before when we were little, right, there's such thing as called mailboxes, and people didn't have emails, and they sent mail by in a letter or a postcard or whatever. So Rav Sefaim got so many letters that the post office had an entire mailbox just outside his house. He merited to have his own mailbox. You remember those big mailboxes that are like
the big blue ones.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So he had one right, like the post office had his. He gave him his own just for his house because he got so many correspondences. So
three right near my house.
What?
Say three right near my house. Yeah. You need three of them.
Yeah, exactly. So he had one for just himself. So he used to have correspondence with Rabbanim from all over the world. So he had this correspondence with this Rav Moshe Fisher. I don't know who he is, but So Moshe Fisher suggests, well, he says, well, he thinks there's a fundamental difference between Kiddush and Tefillah versus lighting candles. Because what's lighting candles for Shavuos all about? That's preparation for the Yontif. Whereas when it comes to Kiddush and Davening, that's like the Yontif itself. So he says, well, there's no problem to do a preparation for Yontif earlier. That's not going to subtract from the completeness of Sfiras Omer. When you light candles early, that's a preparation for Yontif, so who cares? But when you daven, you make Kiddush earlier, that's the Yontif itself, and that's a contradiction to Sfiras Omer. So that's how he wants to get out of this problem of... that's how he thinks it's not a problem for a woman to light the candles earlier on the Shavuos night. That's what he says. Huh? Any other answers? Yeah. It's true that may be true, but the problem is that only might be true for the Issur Melacha, meaning you're accepting upon yourself that you're not going to do more Melacha. You're accepting upon yourself the prohibitions of Shabbos, but it's not so true you're accepting upon yourself the positive aspects of Shabbos, namely the Kedusha of Shabbos. So that's not so simple. And again, it could be you can't even do that, meaning it could be there's a lot of opinions that assume that the Kedusha of Shabbos, meaning not the Issur Melacha, but the actual Kedusha of Shabbos doesn't start till it gets dark out. So when a person brings in Shabbos early, all you're doing is you're accepting upon yourself not to do Melacha early, but the Shabbos doesn't actually start till it actually gets dark out. But okay. What? Yeah, same thing on Shavuos. Same thing on Shavuos. Yeah, so I'm saying, it's not true to sum up everything we said in the last, whatever. Is that Shavuos is going to be fundamentally different because Shavuos is dependent on Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is a contradiction to Shavuos, meaning Shabbos is not... When you accept Shabbos early, it's not a contradiction to Friday. So, like, you're ending Friday, you're bringing in Shabbos. When it comes to Shavuos and Sfiras Omer are inherently a contradiction, and it's not possible, or perhaps, it's not possible to bring in Shavuos early when it's going to subtract from the completeness of Sfiras Omer. Okay, so I hope... okay, so anyone's going to be in Yeshiva, there's not going to be any issues with Shavuos times. But honestly, even if a person does daven early and make Kiddush early, the night of Shavuos, there's plenty of water lie upon to do it. I know. I'm saying, like, if like you see someone like making Kiddush early, like you don't have to be like, oh, you're doing it. Like, right?
What?
Nah, look, I'm saying the Magen Avraham that ties the minhag is definitely not to do. But I'm saying, like, if someone does it, it's not like they're completely going against the law. There's plenty of...
For ourselves.
No, it's okay. But look, if you're davening yeshiva, you're davening in the shul. They're not going to daven ma'ariv or not. But I'm saying, like, pressing need and all of it, all day chum, something like that, when people need to hear it early, there's definitely nothing. There's no need for them to follow this widely accepted custom in chumra. I mean, okay, maybe whatever it is of not davening. / not saying Kiddush early the night of Shavuos.
Okay.
Okay, very good.